sting in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good morning. It is currently 8:08. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. Here in the studio this morning, we have Grace with MWR. How are you doing today? Oh, great. I'm so glad you could stop in. Up next, we're going to have a whole bunch of information coming your way. Stay tuned for all things MWR. Welcome back to the studio. It is DJ Outlaw, and I am with Grace this morning and all things MWR. So our first thing we're talking about is cemetariums. Would you care to explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. So cemetariums are definitely a fall Halloween type of activity we're having at the MWR Library this Thursday, October 24th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. You can create these spooky side of fall activities with a ghoulish craft, kind of a ghostly terrarium is what these are kind of called. Called as a cemeterium, pretty much. So this is a free event. You can just come to the library. All ages are welcome. And the library will provide all the supplies for you to create your spooky cemeterium.
I'm glad we got that figured out, because when I first heard cemeterium, I was like thinking people, we're all going to go to the cemetery and just kind of like kick it.
Yeah. Like,
that's kind of weird.
A Halloween twist on terrariums. So I think it's going to be a really cool activity. I'm excited to check it out.
And a terrarium is, if I get this right, it's like a glass bowl that has like the fake moss, some rocks down in it, maybe like miniature buildings, stuff like that, little clay sculpture stuff.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can imagine a Halloween style one. I guess it would be pretty spooky. Some tombstones, maybe some cobwebs. I don't know.
Oh, my wife would absolutely love that. Okay, so up next, there's a Mean Girls party with Spare Time Bullying. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, we're super excited about this event. This is a pretty big event that Spare Time Bowling and Midtown 2 Theaters is putting on. And it's this Friday, actually, October 25th, from 1:30 to 10 p.m. Ladies bowl free all day. All you have to do is pay for your shoes. And all ages are welcome. So the original Mean Girls movie will play at Midtown 2 Theaters at 5 p.m. And it's a free show. And then after that, make sure you're dressed up, because then you'll head to Spare Time Bowling for a costume contest. And that costume contest, if you win, you could win a free month of bowling. So that's really exciting. And then that costume contest will be at 7:30 p.m. in Spare Time Bowling. So all things Mean Girls, that's so fetch. I'm sure you've seen the marketing, the big bright pink posters around. So make sure you guys check it out this Friday, October 25th.
And fellas, listen up to that. It is a Mean Girls event where they bowl free. So if you're looking to take a date out and maybe treat your mean girl, take her out. Don't pay for her to go bowling and go enjoy some fun.
There you go. Yes, men are welcome. Please know that. Men are welcome. It's just catered to the ladies a little bit with the Mean Girls theme party.
Okay, and looks like we have a popcorn spooktacular coming up.
Yeah, so we're going to celebrate some more Halloween things with the popcorn spooktacular for adults 18 and up at Midtown 2 Theaters on Friday night, again, October 25th at 7 p.m., showing Never Let Go movie. And at 7:30, we'll be showing Speak No Evil. That's a new movie that's out, both new movies that are out. And all you have to do is wear your Halloween costume and you'll receive a free small bag of popcorn with any concessions purchase.
Oh, that's a sweet bonus.
Yeah.
So why exactly is it 18 plus? Is it just the rating of the movies?
Correct. Or? Both movies are R rated, so it is for adults only.
Okay, and that is good information to know.
Yes.
All right, stay tuned for more information with MWR and Grace and myself when we come back. Welcome back to the studio. It's DJ Outlaw, and we have Grace from MWR. We're going to be talking about Bowl-a-ween.
Yeah, so we've got some really cool Halloween events going on right now that we've kind of moved past Autumn Fest, and I can't believe it's almost Halloween. Can you believe it? I just, like, it's come so fast, hasn't it?
The spooky season's here.
Yeah, I know. So Bowl-a-ween is an event at Spare Time Bowling on Sunday, October 27th. It'll be from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's just $10 per person, which includes your shoes, and it's unlimited games of glow bowling all day long, and you get a delectable bag of candy. So make sure to wear your costume for a chance to win a 1 month bowling pass.
Hey, that's a heck of a win right
there. That's awesome. I'm there for the candy. That sounds good.
I think I'm going to try and wear a costume and
win
a month of bowling.
Yeah, there you go. 1 month bowling. That's awesome.
And so we were talking about how bingo is back, and there's going to be a Halloween costume contest with that as well.
Yeah, so again, all things Halloween. So this Thursday, the 24th, is our Halloween costume contest at Bingo. So it's going to be really fun. Make sure to wear your spookiest costumes for a chance to win a prize, and there'll be some food provided as well. So remember, with Bingo, doors open at 5, and Bingo actually starts at 6 p.m. in the MWR chart room. The cost is $25 per person per package, and extra jackpot cards are always available to purchase for $10 each. Bingo is for ages 18 and up. No children allowed, please. So try your luck with 9 regular games with a $100 payout each, and a jackpot game that starts at $2,500 and goes up $500 each week that no one wins. So Thursday night, I'm already excited. I'm ready to be there. The jackpot is at $3,000 this week on Thursday. So that's a pretty nice amount, I would say. You could use a lot for $3,000, right? I could really use that.
Let's just skip Tuesday and Wednesday and go straight to Thursday.
I know. What day is it? It's weird. But yeah, so it's going to be an awesome event, guys. Make sure to wear your costumes and come out to Bingo.
The only day that's important is the day you win $3,000,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I've never been to Bingo, and I was debating on whether or not actually going this Thursday.
Yeah.
As someone who's never gone before, what's the kind of the layout? How do I go about it? Is it a reoccurring weekly thing where you keep like a jackpot card for that week, then the following week, and that, or is it a fresh card every week?
It's a fresh card every week. So you play 9 really interesting games. They change up, and if you win that game, you get $100. And then you get 1 jackpot card with your package when you purchase it for $25. So at the end of the night, after all the games are done, you'll go for the jackpot, and that's where you win the big money. However, you can purchase as many jackpot cards as you want. But after the night is done, everything resets. So if no one wins, the jackpot will keep going up, $500, and keep going up until someone wins. So our last winner, I believe it was at $5,000 that he won. So it was going for quite a while. But yeah, so that's nice. You can kind of reset, but you can buy as much as you want. So to, you know, try your luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can, like, essentially buy upwards of, like, 5 bingo cards.
Yes.
And 5 different chances of that jackpot each Thursday.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
He's interested.
I am interested. And we've got more for you coming up next. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Grace and MWR. So we're talking about the Zombie Run coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, the Zombie Run this Saturday, following along with all of our Halloween themes activities. So you're going to dodge the zombies as you walk, jog, or run a 3K around Mayor and I. Halloween costumes are encouraged, highly encouraged, but not recommended. And this is our annual Zombie Run. It's going to be super fun. It's in the backyards of a lot of people's home. So check-in will start at 3 p.m. at the Mayor and I Community Center, which is in the back of Mayor and I. It is open to DOD ID card holders of all ages, and this is a free event, but please register by Friday, October 25th at 12 p.m. time. You can find that link for registration on our website, on our Facebook page, or any of the marketing that you see around base. So it's going to be a great event. Remember, we always need volunteers as well. So if you're still interested in being a zombie and participating in the event, we'd still love to have you.
And just be aware that October the 26th, there is a lot of major activities going on, so you've got to pay attention to the times so that way you know which ones you can hit and kind of prioritize what you want to go to. The Zombie Run is at 4 p.m. and it starts at 3 p.m., but the Warren Treaty concert also starts that night at 6 p.m.
Yes, it does. And we're going to talk about that here. The Warren Treaty provided by the USO. We're super excited for this concert. We've been kind of building it up over the last couple months, and it's finally here. So, yeah, so go to the Zombie Run at 4 and then come over to Midtown Plaza at 6 to watch the concert. All ages are welcome. It's a free concert. No tickets are required and no registration is required. All you have to do is show up and have a great time. And there will be a meet and greet after the show in Midtown also if you'd like to meet the Warren Treaty.
I know, yeah. I'm going to be at the concert with AFN taking pictures of the event. So
Yeah, I'm super excited. For those of you that didn't know this, the woman singer in Warren Treaty is actually a actress on the Sister Act 2. She makes a huge stance performance and song in the Sister Act 2. So if you guys look that up before the concert, I think you'll be even more thrilled to see them in person.
And you were telling me there's a third activity going on the 26th. It was a championship game?
Yeah, we're definitely supporting our Sigonella Jaguars. They are going to be playing for the championship title on Saturday here at Sigonella. So a big day for Sigonella, many things going on. So it's going to be an exciting day.
No kidding. So if you feel like getting out of the house this weekend and going into find something to do, there's a lot of great opportunities for you to try and entertain yourself and maybe bring the kids out, the wife, or a date, or just yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you've said you got to get taking off, and I really want to say thank you for coming into the studio today.
Yeah, thank
you so
much.
We've covered a ton of information, and I know our listeners are super grateful for MWR. I know I am. All the events and everything that you guys put out definitely make life here thrilling.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a great show with you.
Thank you. Stay tuned for more of our show up next.